First name R-A-I-D-E-N, last name C-R-O-U-T-S, date of birth 01-03-19, date of encounter 12-16-24. History of present illness, patient presents with its grandmother, complaining of a fever that started last night. She has been alternating Tylenol and Motrin, but the child went home with his mother and returned for the evening for the grandmother to watch, and she noticed that he was still having a fever, and he wasn't eating very well. Her last dose of Tylenol at the house was 8 o'clock this morning. No shortness of breath, difficulty breathing noted. Next paragraph, medical history, no contributory. Next, surgical history, no contributory. Next is allergies, no known drug allergies. Next is social history, no reports of secondhand smoke exposure in the house. Next paragraph, testing in office, strep negative, COVID negative, flu positive for A. Next paragraph, physical exam. Patients in, patient's mild distress noted, well, with mild lethargy. EENT exam, eyes equal, round, reactive to light, ears bilateral cannular erythema, nose is clear rhinorrhea, throat is mild erythema, no tonsillar exudate, airway is patent. Neck is supple with no lymph nodopathy, respiratory system is clear breath sound, the abdomen is soft and non-tender, cardiovascular system is regular rate and rhythm, and skin is without rash or lesions. Next paragraph, diagnosis, upper respiratory infection, flu, cough, postnasal drip. Plan, we'll treat with Tamiflu and advise mother on self-care of symptom management at home. Patient was given in office Tylenol. The temperature did decrease before discharge. Advise mother the temperature is never to increase after taking Tylenol or Motrin. She needs to go to the emergency room. Grandmother understood, and patient was discharged in stable condition. Advised to follow up as needed.